Life in the wider world moved at a feverish pace. The people quick to ask, "How are you?" but too harried to wait for an answer. In Lake Summers, life was calmer, and people always had time to listen. At least, that's how it felt to Jenna, as her wheels left the rumbling steel transverse and she spotted the town's iconic welcome sign, a miniature outline of the lake etched into copper. Opening the car's front windows, she breathed in the subtle winter green of the nearby yellow birch trees, and suddenly all the thoughts weighing her down felt less heavy, more manageable. Her ex-husband's engagement, her sister's words, her mounting expenses, and the toll the past year was taking on her 12-year-old daughter, Sophie. On this side of the bridge, she thought she might actually survive it all. It had something to do with the way the shimmering late afternoon sun slowly descended behind the Victorian-style buildings along Main Street. Something about the warm breeze that ever so slightly kicked up from the lake and seemed to whisper, "You've been missed." She glanced over her shoulder at the back seat, where Mo was curled up in a furry black ball and snoring peacefully, then faced front and breathed in again. "You've been missed." It was a greeting she heard every time she returned to Lake Summers. And today, finally, she could reply as she'd always wanted. It had been nearly a year since Matt had walked out on her, admitting he'd fallen in love with one of his clients. And while she had felt like she was in free fall for most of those months, she now had a foothold and a route forward. She was moving to Lake Summers, back into the stone-fronted house where she'd spent the summer months when she was growing up, and where her mother now lived year-round. She was moving with Sophie, no matter how hard her ex-husband and her sister might protest. She was going to reinvent her life. Traffic slowed on Main Street, and Jenna gently braked, watching the blend of vacationers and year-round residents converge upon the town center, as they always did when summer got underway, eager to absorb every drop of afternoon sunshine. Up ahead was the Smoothie Dude's shop, where kids holding baseball gloves or skateboards waited in line near the walk-up window, and Pearl's Cafe, where families gathered around the outdoor chalkboard, reading today's varieties of fresh-baked muffins. A short distance beyond, she spied the turnoff for the footpath that led to the lake. She could almost see TJ on that late August night so long ago, his feathered hair blowing onto his face as he rounded the path's wide bend to meet her. The anticipation of seeing him had propelled her to sneak out that night, despite the big storm heading into town. How often she'd relived that glorious moment when he touched her jaw and dipped his chin. Her cell phone rang, blasting her out of her daydreams. She was glad for the interruption. She never liked thinking about how that night ended. But her relief vanished when she looked at her dashboard and saw it was her sister. She tapped ignore and accelerated to make it through the next intersection before the light turned red, then eased her foot up from the gas pedal, noticing the speedometer approaching 40 miles per hour. Lately, the thought of speaking to Chloe could cause quite an adrenaline rush. But it wouldn't do any good to get a speeding ticket. In the back seat, Mo let out a low growl. "Okay, bud, hold on a sec," she said, as she scanned the road ahead. Miraculously, a car in the middle of the next block was leaving, and she pulled into the space. "Here you go, Mo," she said, as she opened the back door and gathered him into her arms, then set him down and watched him walk stiffly for a few steps before lifting his leg. Her sweet little poodle was 15 now, and had returned home last Friday after 2 nights in the hospital receiving intravenous fluids to combat pancreatitis. He was still weak, and so thin that he looked almost two-dimensional. No doubt he'd have been better off without the 4-hour drive here, but she couldn't bear to leave him in anyone else's care. He looked so sad these days when she left the house, and so heartened when she returned, even if she'd just run out for groceries. She'd find him sitting on the floor in the front hallway, his ears pressed back and his body trembling.